last time. We saw Makleks Rashi what's going on in the sugya. The guy gave a shor which was tied up, and the boy that was covered. Let's turn my phone off, but it's not working. So he gave a shor that was tied up and a boy that was covered to a cheresh. The cheresh is and the Gemara says, "Chayef." That's what he did. That it's chayef. He gives a gechelis, he's not chayef. So what was the pshat? Why, if he gives a shor and a boy to a cheresh and cotton, are you chayef? We saw a machlikas Rashi Tosis. The reason why you're chayef is because you didn't look after your shor. Why? Because it's darker in Tuki. It's normal for shor shvarim eventually to run off. And that's why you're chayef. You're chayef because you didn't look after your shor. Why you'll tell me, but that's not what happened. It's not that the shor you ran off. It was the cheres that untied it. Why should I be chayef? That's the issue. But since you were chayef to look after your animal, and you were negligent regarding the fact that you were untied, so even though it might have happened some other way, that you're going to be chayef because of the klal, kolos, and b'shir, leibavoinus, even though. I wasn't meant to expect that a cheresh will untie it. Yeah, but you were negligent. You didn't look after your shor because it could have got untied. Therefore, you're going to be chayav. Eventually, tomorrow gets untied. If you didn't check up, you didn't check to see if the rope. That guy didn't check up to see if the rope was getting free. So since he was negligent in his guarding of this shor. Although what actually happened was not because of his negligence, but rather than outside influence, he still found that. Very good. According to this, it has to be after the time when already he should start checking up on this rope, it's free, or after the time he should check on the cover to see if it's shaky,
and that's
right?
the time
And that's when he was negative. No, he couldn't give another one. He wouldn't be chayef then. Don't be chayef
exactly.
from when that moment that he's not negative. It's a oh, to not from product points out. So according to the way Ramban explained Rashi, that should come out and say, oh, that right? Oh, that's the fair what should come out. You're only going to be chayef once you're negligent then. Oh, and it could the last time we left off that. It's weird, it's a different type of Tchilas HaPshir Sefer Bo'inus. Normally, you're chayef for Tchilas HaPshir if, and Sefer Bo'inus, if the onus came about due to your negligence. For instance, the classic case, which was said over a number of times, somebody didn't look after a goat, and the goat therefore left his property and went up onto the roof and fell off the roof and landed on some kelim underneath it. There, the falling off the roof is an onus. But why did it fall off the roof? Because he lets it loose. So that's because of his pshia. So that's a classic case of pshia. Here, it wasn't because of it. Here, he tied it and he didn't look after it, he didn't check to see if the roof started to rain. The fact that the cotton untied it has nothing to do with it. So it's not the classic case of pshia. Rather, it means like this. So Rambam explains that is that once it was mutalot, it's incumbent on you to look after this animal. Then also included in that shmir is that even if it happens due to some other outside influence, you're going to be chayav. If I did my proper shmir, I did the proper guarding. I don't need to. I'm not going to be held liable if some outside influence caused it to cause damage. But if I haven't ticked off the checked off the box yet, I haven't finished my shmir, I didn't do a good shmir, then I'm going to be liable even if it's because of outside influence that caused the actual aims.
Is that Rashi Shita across the board?
No, it's very possible. Let's rush it up testimony this, right?
That's what
Rashi. This is Rashi up testimony this. You have any questions about the shop? Right now, this is. Huh? It is.
It's cherish.
No, but so what? Rashi holds that the fact they give it to a cherish is not a reason why it's going to get untied. Rashi said, even though it was the Cheresh that did it, I'm going to be chayav. Had he tied it up with a metal chain that will not get freed, or as Rabbi Yehoshua said earlier, if it's within the time when it shouldn't have been, despite the fact he gave a cheresh, they wouldn't be chayav. Because you're not, I'm not chayav to pay, I'm not chayav to think about outside influences once I've done a good shmir. As long as I haven't done a good shmir, that's when I still have to think. As long as I've done a good shmir, I don't need to care about the fact that cheresh went on to it.
You
will
not share
in the division
between the time. You won't
come
to share until
that. That's what
I'm
sure
about.
He's right. Yeah.
What
can Russia say? Yeah, no, let's finish up your point. Yeah.
What can Russia say about handing over to.
First 3 months, okay. Why? Because how did it get loose? Through some outside mixing in. I did a good shmir. I did a good shmir for the first 3 months. I'm not going to be chayav for this Cheresh.
Even though it's
yeah.
Because
of the best thing to perform. My shmir makes me look after my item which I'm meant to look after. When the other people come and start playing with it, that's not my
bad.
No, not for me, not so. Yeah. Even if you did, it's okay. You're potter still. Even if you did, you'd be potter. Only after, come to Rashi, only after the time when I should have started looking after my item, so now it's on me to look after it. Then, if it's still on me to look after it, then I haven't after myself. Then I'm going to be chayav for outside influences as well.
So then this whole introduction about Hashu is a big red herring.
That's Rashi said. Nachom, even though it's a Kerish, I've forgotten. Look, it's not. That's a red herring. It's a chiddush. Even though, what's Rashi say? Look at Rashi. I remember the Rashi.
Yeah.
Rashi showed that in Bukhi. The Havane Asuk Havane. The Havane Asuk Yadaiti. Shafila in a Cheshmat. Shafila in a Cheshmat to save Lat Asmai. Helker Shmir Ohi. With Rashi Bafilu. Hitir Chesh Chaim Alashem. The Kiddush is that even though it wasn't me, it was an outside influence, it was the Chesh, I'm going to be Chaim. That's the Kiddush. Since you didn't do a good smear, it wasn't tied up. Well, it was tied up. There was a time when already you had to be cautious, it's going to start praying or starting getting wormy, and you didn't check up on it. So now it's back on you, the onus you're being with share. And now on Mutal on you, also you're going to be chayav for any outside influence as well. Yeah, of course. Yes, yeah.
I got
a problem.
Why is it not talking to you?
Shit is Rashi, as goes to taste it, shit is Rashi is when a person chayav shmira for his relationship with the animal, he doesn't have to take into account outside force.
But outside,
it's
inside.
A good shmira.
You lock the kasha together with
the Nachon, Nachon.
Put it together.
Nachon. That's exactly the point.
When you do not like you, the kasha will unravel this knot.
According to Rashi, it could be. It doesn't matter.
How does it not matter?
Because.
Then you're doing some shit. Obvious shit. Obvious shit.
No average Hashem would know
how to unravel
this knot. It's not on the onus of responsibility is not on the owner of the Gecheres to make sure the Chayyur Shein Mekotah won't ban the Gecheres. What's the reason? Near, Rashi also the timing, the Tama Rashi holds Mishitothe in many places. Okay, sure, so it's possible. It doesn't make
Okay.
much of a difference for a moment, but Rashi all the time we come to the Mamon Amazik, why am I chayiv for Mamon Amazik? For I'm not chayiv because of what my item does. I'm chayiv because I didn't look after something. That's why I'm chayiv. Every time we have a show that damages, why are you chayiv? Remember the Fakir said earlier, is it because my money damages, or is it because I did something wrong? I didn't look after. Rashi Chitta, many places is, you go because of I did something wrong. I didn't look after. He wants to say, my chiyuv to look after my money that shouldn't damage is like this. If I wouldn't have been shomer, would they have caused the damage? So my ishmir, my lack of shmir, is what caused the damage. Then I'm chayiv. I'm chayiv to look after something because if I didn't look after it, it would have caused damage. For instance, I didn't lock the gate. Didn't lock the gate, the animal will go out. I didn't check this rope to see if it would fray. If I didn't check it, it might go out and break and damage. Avol, in a case when I did a good shmir, it's just the Chayyur Shein that's going to be doing it. So it's not my ish shmir that caused it. Etzem shmir by placing a cherish, by the etzem amaseh cherish doesn't cause the damage. It's the cherish making the damage. So my chiyuv shmir, what does it mean by my chiyuv shmir? My chiyuv shmir is to make it, I have to look after it, that my not looking after it will cause the damage. That's why I'm chayiv for. I have to, currently, if I don't look after it, it's going to damage. If I don't look after it, it's going to damage. So I've got a chiyuv to stop that and look after it and prevent the damage. What would be if it's not my not looking after it's going to cause the damage? It's some outside influence that's going to cause the damage. Nachon, I placed it in a place where there's that outside influence. It's not the fact that I didn't look after it. That's what's causing the damage. I have a wild animal, I'm not looking after it, so wild animal is going to cause damage. That was my lack of shmir. Here it wasn't that. Do you know what's going to happen? I have an animal, I have a child that's going to be tickling the animal. And that's what's going to trigger the animal off. So my lack of shmir is not what caused the damage. It's the fact that some other kid was playing along with it. Chitza Rashi is, could call it what you like. I don't have a chiv shmir. I'm only chayiv because I was meant to look after something.
No.
And the fact I didn't look after it is what caused the damage.
No.
No, it's not what caused the damage. My not looking after it is not what caused the damage. That's not.
What he's saying, what Russia
My
said.
not looking after is not what caused the damage. It's the fair second.
It's like you said, it's like having shown the animal, if I'm fish man, and the animal eats it. It's the same thing that you're home with. The animal eating poison, or somebody has a poisonous apple, and sticks it from the apple, and the apple is that it eats. Same thing.
This is the Gewaltige Chiddush of Rashi. The Gewaltige Chiddush of Rashi, Rashi is telling you that you're chayav to look after something. Why? Because if you wouldn't look after it, it will cause damage. That's what you have to do. If, right, that's your obligation. It's not the fact that your animal's going to cause damage that you have to pay for. If that would be the case, if it would be that my animal is causing the damage and that's why I have to pay, then obviously if I put it in a place where a carriage can tickle it, my animal caused damage and I have to pay. If that's the law, it's not going to work. But Rashi doesn't know. The reason why I'm having to pay, so what if an animal caused damage? I'm not having to pay if my animal caused damage. I'm having to pay if my kid breaks something, bigger or not, right? I'm not having to pay if my animal damages. Why am I having to pay? You know why I have to pay? Because Terry told you to look after it. And the fact that you didn't look after it, that's what caused the damage. Then you're going to pay. Your lack of guarding is what caused the damage. Also, the Mishnah. Also, it was my chiyur to God and the lack of fulfilling my chiyur, that's what's causing my chiyur to pay. Right? So my obligation to pay, for what my animal does, boils down to one thing. Did the damage happen because I didn't look after it? If the damage happened because I didn't look after it, I'm chayav to pay. If the damage happened due to something else, I'm not chayav to pay. So if I guarded it, well, meaning I tied it up. So I did my thing, not boss. I placed the kid in. The reason now why the animal went ahead and damaged is because the kid untied it. So was my lack of guarding the cause for the damage? No. It wasn't the cause of the damage. The cause of the damage was the kid untying it. So then you're not chayiv. Then the person's not chayiv. He's only chayiv if it's the lack of his guarding that's what caused the damage. You left the door open, caused the damage. You used the bad rope, caused the damage. All those type of examples are you were negligent because the guarding you did was not sufficient. And that's why the animal damaged. Okay, you're chayiv. If the person did a good shmira, he's not chayiv to pay, but well, even if it's left a kid there, the kid can open it, not a good life. It's the kid then. Yeah. So then, only finishing. Calls a month that you haven't yet parted yourself. Because you haven't done a good shmira, because the rope could get frayed and it will then go off. So you can't say, oh, I've done my good shmira. Then you're now going to be chayv not only if the reason why damage was because of the lack of shmira of your own, even if the reason why damage was due to some outside influence as well. That's the Gemara Chiddush in Rashi, if you can still hear it. Now, Tosfos disagreed on that. And Tosfos understood that the reason why you're chayiv is the more simple understanding we all were going in the first understanding is that he did a good job, he locked up well, but he left it with a kid. And since it's normal for a kid to untie, that's cool that he didn't do a good shmir. And that's why the person's chayiv. He's chayiv because surely davening tuki, you know how it's davening tuki? By giving over to a kid. You give it over to a kid, then I'll be davening tuki. Give over to Cheresh, it'll be normal for the Cheresh to undo the rope, and you didn't do good, shmir. So that's with the Shoy. So why come to the Shoy? Come to Rashi. Why by Shoy? Doesn't fail. The Cheresh unties it. Shmir wasn't good because he didn't look after the rope well. That means five, even the Cheresh does. Why come to Tesis? Because the person chayiv if he gives over the animal to tie the animal to a cherish. It's not tied up well. Yeah, it's not because I didn't check up the. It's not tied up well. It's equivalent to not tying up well. He left it with a cherish, he's going to untie. So it's not tied up well. That's the difference. Come to Rashi, you tied up well. Since it's still a new motto to check if it's going to fray at a later stage. So, or maybe you're only at this stage now.
So, with Rashi, there's waiting period.
Right. It's as if you didn't tie up one in the first place. Got to Rashi, you might have tied up well, but you've got to a stage when you have to start checking it. And since you didn't check it, but then we can now be machayim for other things that happen. That's all I've got to show. Now moving on to Gecheles. By Gecheles, it won't be possible. The Gemara said, the Shlokim said, you're possible by Gecheles. Why are you possible by Gecheles? So we need to work out. We're going to go to Rashi and Tosis. Why go to Rashi? You're possible. Why go to Tosis? You're possible. So let's go with Tosis because that's the easy one for us to understand. Why go to Tosis? Is one pot if he gives over a Gecheles, a Cheresh is forgotten. Either Cheresh is forgotten says, Naf. Why you pot him? Since I gave him something which should, as it goes down, I'm Yan Gaza, you don't expect him to fan it. Rashi says the Torah, what the What's that mean? It's Dima and Dima. The real point is the Khair is not going to fan. That's the real point. Even if it would stay the same. Khairs won't fan it. According to Thesis, the Khairs won't fan it. Since the Khairs won't fan it, that doesn't mean the Khairs will fan it. So it was like kilograms. Yeah, the fact that it's going less and less is irrelevant. I think the Khairs stays the same. If it does. If it does stay the same, and also you need it to be fanned. In order to make the fire, you need to fan it. So the fan that's getting less is a little bit of a red herring. Right. He doesn't know.
You have to reserve yourself.
There's no question.
It's what's important for
that. It's really sharp. Right. So the point of it getting cooler and cooler is not relevant, really. So I'll tell you why. What happens if it stays the same? You know, Gacheles always stay the same. Gacheles stay the same. Still can't make a fire from a Gacheles. You need
Start fanning is inclusive going. If it's only down that he's fanning, it comes to the same level where he left it off on the passage. As he left it off, it wasn't the damaging force. The Gacheles itself, at the stage that the person left it, was not going to damage it.
Right.
So now that it went down, you pull it back to that level, it's taking on damaging force. Quite imagine
They're saying that kid could have an ability to make it a bit more, but because it's cooling down, he won't have ability to bring it in.
There's a count
We need to
in
really fast.
the elements.
Okay. The Gemara is saying that also the right taste says it means that you didn't expect him to be able to fan it. Yeah, find the connection.
No, bring it back.
Okay, that's right. That's right. Okay, so says that's it at least. Rashi, remember Rashi decided if you did a good shmiah, if you did what you had to do, we don't care about what other things happen. If you didn't do what you have to do, then we're gonna be mechayev for outside influences. So if you tied up a shor, did you do what you had to do?
The
Right, and then did he do what he was meant to do? No, he didn't start checking to see if it started fraying. He didn't start checking to see if it's wormy. He didn't do that. So he didn't do what he had to do. The more he needs it, it just goes. It cools down. So did he do what he had to do? Sure. Why did it become a flame? Because of a kid. That's like a shoyla. That's got nothing to do with me. My shmir to pay is because my lack of shmir caused the fire. It didn't cause the fire. The kid waved it. That's nothing to do with me. If I didn't do good shmir, got tight on me. I did. The more I leave it, the cooler it gets. I did a great shmir. You're going to be proud. That's the Mahalach Pirach in Tzitzit. Now the Gemara taking on that, we build the next stage. You see where it is? The last two words in the line is Olo Abirichmon. About 4/5 of the way down the page. But the Abirichmon is the Oma. First word in the line is the Oma. Abirichmon is the Oma. Here we have a massive machlokes of Abirichmon's office, which we once had in the second period, all those years ago. Machlokes of Abirichmon's office. When is a person potter if he hands over to a chesh? Rocky says if you give a chesh, shall have a flame, can be chayv. Shlokhi says if you give a flame to a chesh, you're going to be chayv. Come down the house. Okay, I've got a potter. But even if you give us an heves, you're going to be part.
Wow.
Why? That's what we're going to see in the Shem as we learn it. So, Kipshutoi. Okay, what do you think? He said, "Have you ever held him and give a shame as well to see why it is?" If you ever hold, I feel most of the shame is not important. But even a wild flame, the owner's bottom. So if we equate shoyu to ish, and the price is said that by shoyu kaid, by ish your bottom. So wild flame, your bottom. So equivalent should be the shoyu is untied. Right? The equivalent of the Oma, people mostly shall have a Nami bottle. The Kavosa Hoppa, the equivalent to here, has to be shown Mutter, a boy, Megule, a show that's untied, and a boy that's uncovered. Maishna Hoppa or Maishna Hoppa, what's the difference between the two? Why should it be that by flame, say, waving wild flame in every bottle, and giving a wild animal, you're going to be chayiv. Wild animals, we can understand why you're chayiv, but then why by wild flame should be potter? Shouldn't you be potter? Answer the Gemara. Hosom tzavso the chayish kagomi. Hocho loit tzavso the chayish kagomi. Well, let's see what it means. Rashi and Tosis again. Rashi, we're going to see that tzavso. Tavso the Chirish Kagom, let's see Rashi over here. Oda Rebirish Ronda Oma, by Pugnus. A Pilo Mosin, Shatev is bottom. Rebir Rashi is last medium side line. Rebirish Ronda Oma, Ronda Rebirish Ronda Oma, by Pugnus. Now the third time we've learned it, by the way. We learned Pugnus, we learned also the same second page came in the Dachna base, and now again, on the test. Rebirish Ronda Oma, by Pugnus. I feel mostly shall have his bottle, even if he gives over shall have his not high mid in age. The hash to Moiki, so now had established the Ike Tony Mashinkin Beish. Now, what it says in this Brysa that Mashinkin Beish a bottle is the Shalevis must be talking about a waving flame. Udika Vosi the Machayev Gabishoi, an equivalent to Bichayev Gabishoi. Uboi is Meshoi Muter, Uboi Megule. If you're telling me we're talking about raving flame, and we're saying one case your chayim, one case your bottle, the ish your bottle, but the shoy your chayim, it must be Shaveh Beshaveh. They're both raving, both wild. So what is the pshat? Why be metting your bottle by Shalevis? If you're chayim for shoy, why shouldn't you be chayim Shalevis? Answers the Gemara, Hosom Gabi Biroi. Hosom the Kirish Kudo. You're hanging in fire. Hosom, there, regarding the fire, Hosom the Kirish Kudo. Achizosoi Shal Kirish, Golmo Haheve. The holding of the flame is what causes the heaven, the fire. Shehu notlo voilicha the goddish. He went and he took the goddish. The cheish went and took the flame and went and burned down the goddish. It was the active involvement of the cheish that what caused the fire. Also,
the not
know very little about it. He took it.
He took it in his own.
Telling him to look after. I don't know if Halacha Lamaisa would make enough Gemina at this point. The Lashon of the Gemara Rashi points out, not just that he took it and was moedech it to the place. I mean, the fire, why did the fire reach the Godish? Because the Cheresh brought it there. Hocho loy tzavso the Cheresh kagolu. Here, though, Right, Samson the Chesh Gagar. Not the holding of the Chesh, which caused the show to damage. Shashoy Holach Vizik. The show went on his own accord and damaged. Vachin Habor. Veloy Adidei Chesh Vizik. It wasn't Adidei the Chesh that damaged. There's Rashi, what's Pshat in the Gemara? Why is it? If you give over a Shalemetz to a Chesh, you're not going to be chayiv. If you're going to give over a wild animal to a cheresh, you will be chayiv. The answer is that in the case of the wild animal, the cheresh did nothing. It's the wild animal that did it. And that's why you're chayiv. Because your animal, you didn't do a shmir, your animal damaged. Giving it to a cheresh is not a shmir. The animal damaged. And saying, okay, giving a wild animal to a cheresh is not a shmir. And saying, okay, giving over a flame, wild flame to a cheresh, 1 second. What actually happened post that? The cheresh took the flame and burned down the goddish. So then, for some reason we don't yet understand why, you can't make the person owner of the flame chayim. Can't make the owner of the flame chayim from the fact that he gave it to a cheresh and the cheresh didn't look after the flame, because the other half of the Chesh didn't look after the flame. The Chesh actively went and burned down the goddess using the flame. The Gemara here says, I don't know what you're asking, I don't think it's a possibility of it. The Gemara is saying here, a chilek between a cherish, which didn't look after animal, and the animal went and did something on its own, so that you didn't do a shmir, to a case where the cherish actively was involved in causing the conflagration. Anyway, is the pshat to what? Like Yossi's bothered about it. It's the Ruach Matsuya. In the case, like an animal walking around, why should it be? It shouldn't be kind. Yeah? And I'd say the same would be if I raise it down on the floor, since it's normal for the case to pick it up and take it. And but why it's not normal? I know kids like kids enjoy playing with fire very much. Why shouldn't it be? And it's a fire, it's not that it's a fan. Fire's there. Okay, if you leave a fire lying around, come in, the kid will pick up. Right?
According to both of them, that's a good shmira.
Why?
A gechelas is the same concept as a shalevet.
Shalevet is the same as a gechelas.
Yeah.
Now why?
Because it's called shamal.
Oh, so if you learn that way, that it's called shamal, you're going to have a problem with this. You're asking different. You're saying that if I want to come to your point, we get to taste this. You're understanding that shalevet is shamal. Yeah, according to Rabbi. Yeah, that's what you want to understand.
She's explanation.
But I don't want to say that in Rashi. And your Sutasa also didn't want to learn like that. But he said to say, the Gemara didn't seem to say that. Gemara said, the Kavose, Gabe, Beheima, Shor, Mute. The Gemara is saying that it's not called Shama. Right? Tosafot is bothered by your point, but the Gemara says, if you're talking about a shalheves, the equivalent of a shalheves is a wild animal, not a tame animal, not tied up. So what's the pshat? So Rashi on the Tavbeis Amud Beis tells us the pshat, and what should be, why should it be, it should be potter. Says Rashi, if you want to see Rashi Tavbeis Amud Beis?
Beis
Amud Beis? Chav,
22b. Oh,
ah. Yeah, Chav Beis Amud Beis. Even those who are using art scroll, it's in the same volume, I think. Revision of base 22b. Rabbi Yechiel Omar Afilu Shalevis Poto. About 10 lines up from the end of the Almond. 22b. Rabbi Yechiel Omar, you have it? Rabbi Yechiel Omar Afilu Shalevis Poto. Rabbi Yechiel Tamei. The Amma Eishoy Mishum Chitzo. Remember this old read? In Machloikis, in Birchay Shlokish, whether Eishem Shem Chitzov or Eishem Shem Amoinim. I have a pie that goes out. Is it considered I did it? Or is it considered my money that caused damage? If Yochan holds, if a fire goes out, it's considered my act. So says Rashi, since he owed the Eishem Shem Chitzov, Hocho Chitzov de Cheresh. This fire that went out and damaged that house, since it was active, the Cheresh, I was actively involved, it's now got a different name who did it. It wasn't me who did it. It was the Cheresh who did it. Eishem Shem Chitzov, it's his act. It was the Cheresh's act. I'm not chayv for what Cheresh does. I'm not chayv for Cheresh. I'm chayv for my act. I'm not chayv for the Cheresh. So if it was the Mechayv because of my money, because of my money that causes damage, my money, my fire causes the damage. Since Rabbi Yochanan holds Eishem Shem Chitzov, then you're chayv because of your act. So I'm chayv, the reason why I'm chayv because of my act. Was it my act that caused the house to burn down? No, it was a chitzov of the cheresh. Cheresh, chitzov of cheresh, go to the cheresh, for them not to be. That's the difference between Eish and Shoy. So it went on its own. Of course, I'm chayev. My lack of shmir caused it, and I'm chayev. Now you give me Eish. I thought it was my lack of shmir, but so what? What happened in the end? Samson, the Cheresh went ahead and burned down that Godish, and it was his chayes. His chayes, go and speak to the one who did it. Go and speak to the Cheresh. Before reading the Rashi, please. Rashi also here as well. I have to say nothing. Shabbat, it's Samson, the Cheresh, we're going. Achizosu, the Cheresh, Gomo, meaning. Now he went and took it, it's called his chitz. His chitz, you're not chayv. Molly Chidushim HaRashi. Yeah, Yossi is very unhappy. Rashi. I should go with the simple pshat. That's Rashi. The reason why you're chayv, the reason why you put the ish, is because ish was from chitzot. Well, we're not learning now the sug of ish was from chitzot, ish was from Moino. You'd be worried to have a very strong question on this job. As well. So what if it's the chitzov of the cheresh? It's also your mommy, and you're high because of your mommy. Let's take this kasha then. Not to have base of this. Gemara says, because the Gemara says that ketzat shoy uboy shemos on the cheresh. That if Ish is not on the same level as Shoyim Boreh, then it's not Masha Inki in Ish. Every time you're trying to equate things, have to be similar. And Abba became the din is going to be different. Right? So Shoyim Boreh, you're going to be Chayim, you're talking about wild one. And even though this is wild, you're going to be brought over by Ish. Or Shoyim Boreh tied up, and Ish is tied up. And even though Shoyim Boreh is tied up, you're still going to be Chayim. That's the comparison between them. But you can't compare chalk and cheese. An English expression that I don't know if Americans say. You compare chalk and cheese? No? It means to compare two things that are comparable. You can't. Apples and orange. So apple and orange is both food. Chalk and cheese.
Chocolate cheese?
Chalk, as in what you would write on a chalkboard. Chalk. Chalk and cheese. They both begin with CH, but that's it. Right, so anyway, you can't compare apples and oranges. They're not comparable. Right, so we're not comparable. We're going to be comparing apples with apples, oranges, oranges. Chili. I'm using my English here. Okay, there you go. That's a pshat according to Rashi. The reason why you bought it is because it's the chetz of the chetz. There's Kasha, your point, and let's dig us. Now we haven't finished Rashi. Rashi got different shots. Rashi now tells me what is Tavso? What does Tavso mean? Mad Svat. He's holding it. And often it's not tough. The Korean and Nidish. The Nidish is a Svat. That is a Thomas. The Mishnah and Omis said that what was created by Ben Ashmach. One of the things that was created by Ben Ashmach is the Thomas. The Thomas. Why? Because the tongs are made from metal that was heated up in a furnace. How do you heat up metal in a furnace? You hold it with tongs. You don't have tongs to hold tongs in the furnace. You can't make the tongs. So how was the first tongs made then? As the Mishnah, it was made by the Rebbe on Ben Ashmoshes. Half the Svat, but Svat Asriya, it was made by Svat is something which you hold with. Hold. So that's the pshat is the holding of the cherish is what caused it. That's one pshat. This stuff again, it goes, you know, Savta with two vowels. As opposed to a vase, it's what two vowels. How's our Gibson? The vase. So there is a different pshat with a vowel. Which means Yehudo Ishtachesh. But with two vowels in the Roshan, Sevet. Sevet in Ivrit are staff. It's people who are sitting together trying to work out something, right? Tani Bob Sok. So it says Yehudo Ishtachesh. It's him being together, Shez Yakinim Ashal Hevet, Menotlom. He's together with the Shalemis and he took it. The Roshan of Tata is Shulash. You know, they have it sabta lechabe, be a friend to his friend, and be accompaniment, be a friend. It's a lotion of accompaniment. So, that's a two pshat, it's his holding or it's accompaniment. But Rashi told us that the base is the pshat. So, it fits better with sabta within your base. Achiz also, it's his holding, it's the chetz of the chayush, that's what makes it right. That is sitosis. This is kind of understood when we originally not applicants with Bihan and Shokish, when Yahya Shokish says, it's your bottle for the Shahabas and 28. And we originally understood because Rabbi Yochanan understands that Shahabas is as dangerous as the Gacheres. No, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Shahabas is as dangerous as the Gacheres, just like Gacheres is not dangerous. So to Shalemis is not dangerous. Shalemis is not a dangerous thing. That's how we always understood Rabbi Yochanan. And what is called a dangerous thing? Oh, that's a bit tough talk. Give what was it again? Gabsa, the silta. You give all the whole kit. Oh, now it's a dangerous thing. But if you just give the flame, it's not a dangerous thing. That's how the simple way we always understood it. But if it's not dangerous, then what's the comparison to animals which are dangerous? So we don't need to be talking about wild animals. We're talking about tied up animals. But why is the Gemara saying the gavosa gabe beima? That's a wild animal. Gavosa gabe shoy mutin. Why? If Rabbi Yochanan holds that a flame is equivalent to a coal, meaning it's not wild. It's not dangerous, then the gavosa gabi bali chayim should be a bali shoy that is where there is. Okay. If Rabbi Yochanan understands the shoy gacheres is as tame as a gacheres, shalemes is as tame as a shalemes. The Kavosi Gavishoy should be
tied up.
So why is the Kavosi saying the Kavosi Gavishoy? It's wild, right? So it says that takes its cash. That takes its cash, which is based on that nocha of the roof. When the Rebbe wants to say the Kavosi Gavishoy, it's your bottle, means because it's the same thing as the Gavishoy, it's about tame. Tame, and my gosh, what's the cash of the Gavishoy? Shalemes, the Kundra Birchon, is Kemoy Gacheles, Rishmokish. It's like, it's tame. It's not so, it's tame. It's like a gacheres of Rish Lakish. And if it's saying, we can say it to Mashoy Kosho, Boy Mechus, Yochanan Midah. We could establish this case to Mashoy Kosho, the rights to Mashoy Kosho, a Boy Mechus, and that's why Rish Lakish would say, the Shalev is your fault. And the reason why Mashoy Kosho and Shoy and Boy Mechus, you're going to be chayev is for whatever we explain in Rish Lakish, the Chirish Antaitis. Right? That's the discussion. Kumishoma, Kumishom, the Chirish Ovid into it, Kumishoma, Rish Lakish. If it's true, Rish Lakish holds that flame is not dangerous, just like a chayev is not dangerous. So you're not chayev for Shalevis, you're not chayev for Gachetis. And why are you chayev for sure if it's tied up? Rish Lakish really answers it. Why are you chayev for sure that tied up? Okay, sure, I'm tied. Why are you chayev for boy that's covered? For the chayev, sure, I'm tied. Why do we have to say, no, the gavosa, we're talking about wild, sure, an untied sure, and an uncovered pit? That's this is that. Tosis has understood that enough of the cash is that the reason why Shokish said your pot, or Shalevis, is because it's not dangerous. Even a shalevis, a chirish, well, even a flame, as he talks about, leaving a flame, leaving a flame with a chirish is as bad as leaving a gacheles with a chirish. And just like with a gacheles, it goes out, so too with a flame, it'll go out. He talks about, Rabbi Yochanan holds it's okay. So if you ask Rabbi Yochanan, take your shalevis and show me an equivalent case with an animal. Show me an equivalent case with an animal. What's equivalent to a shalevis? A tied animal. So why is the Gemara saying the gavose is a wild animal, an untied animal? It's not true. If you're going to hold, a flame is tame, is tied up. Just like if you're going to hold, a gacheles is tame. Yerichmanot, a flame is thin. That's how it's understood in the Kashka. Remember when we learned it all those years ago, Yosef was very unhappy. Why should a flame be tame? Flame is there. Just have to take and burn down the house. Right? That's a Kashka. It's understood. That's what Yerichman meant. Now, when you see Tosis, Yosef is going to be happy from those years ago. He's going, no, I made a mistake. It's not true. A flame is not tame. A flame is that dangerous. Flame could go and burn things down. That's not the reason why Rabbi Yochanan says you're pot. Not because it's tame. Says Tosfos the Yishlema, the Mashmat Lake, the Gemara understood the time of Rabbi Yochanan the pot. The reason why Rabbi Yochanan your pot by a flame is Mishum that cotton Shoyroi. Gave over the chesh, and they know how to look after them. They are cotton oyster hezek. The cotton is not going to cause the damage. Ela ader rabbi oyster shmir. Ader, you tell the chesh to come to look after your flame. You look after it. That's what we have understood. Of course, a flame is dangerous. If you leave a flame on its own, it can cause damage. Of course, it's dangerous. It's equivalent to a loose animal, equivalent to a boy that's uncovered. Just the reason why I'm pottery, says Rabbi Yochanan, because who did you give it to? You didn't just leave it lying around. You gave it to somebody to look after. Mm-hmm. If you give it to Cheshit to come to look after me, then look after me. Mm-hmm. I'll just take that one. Yeah. Mishnokish understands it. If you have an old, no. If you have an old, if you give over to a case of a cotton. Right, to look after this flame. Says the Gemara. If you say they can look after it, so the equivalent case is a wild, it's a loose animal. So why are you having a loose animal? You gave over to the case of a cotton and you told them to look after it. What's the difference between the flame and the. And the show, the camel captain and the show, they can't. What's the difference? The Hashpa Nichet.
No, he said it's a.
This must have come out of the packaging of the.
No.
Okay, so. So that's the Pshat Tosfos. Now we understand what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is asking, what's the difference between a flame and the Chayr and the Shayr? Both of them are wild. And Afal Pi Ken is not Chayr for the flame. Why not? It's a dangerous to have flame. Why not Chayr? You know why? Because he was Mosa to Chayr, Shayr to Begotten. He gave over to Chayr, Shayr to Begotten. If he gave over to Chayr, Shayr to Begotten, and you're saying they can look after it, so why not by Shayr?
Definitely the
shore. What's the difference?
No, the shore is containable, where it's not containable when it's untied. Whereas the flame is still attached to the handle, and it's containable. It's easier to control. Right.
So please explain what the kasha. What the kasha of the Gemara? What's the answer of the Gemara? The answer of the Gemara is that a flame. He has to, yeah.
It's a take it something.
A flame, of course, an animal, a person can be expected to look after a flame. Meaning, I don't expect him to go and take it to somewhere else. I don't expect him to do it. I've told him to look after it. I don't expect him to take it somewhere else. But if the animal itself can go ahead and do it, that a cherish doesn't have enough responsibility to look after, right? So giving over to Chayr Shayr Begotten is only a good shmira if where it is now it's okay. And the only concern is that it shouldn't go over there. A Chayr Shayr Begotten can be trusted that they won't take it to someone else. But if where it is, it's no good, then it'll go ahead and it'll damage and it won't help you the fact that you gave it to Chayr Shayr Begotten.
Yes.
He has
some level of.
That what? That if you tell them to look after it, they won't take it to somewhere else. But tell them to look after it here, yes, they'll look after it here. Meaning, whatever is protected here is protected. I don't have to worry that maybe it'll go somewhere else. No, they'll keep it here. I think by show over here already, it's not it's, a, it's loose. And a chayrish can't look after something that's dangerous over here. Now I understand. The making of a showy mutter. If you're going to say between my showy mutter, or going to good, am I not going to muscle the hair shape of the cotton? Why are we saying the loss of the bracer was showy boy? What type of showy boy? What type of shayr boy? A loose one. Are you chayv if you have a loose
one?
No, contribute. That's what we're saying.
Oh, didn't say that.
If you're saying we're talking about the kavos, a loose boy, a loose shayr, a wild flame, and a loose animal, right? So we're talking about a loose animal. So if you leave, if anyone leaves a loose animal lying around, an animal damages. Is he chayv? So why are you mentioning shemosu on the chayr shayt of the cotton? Why mention it? And the Brisa said, you know, when you're chayev, if you gave it over to Chayev Shayev Bekot, why mention that? You're chayev having a loose animal anyway. You're compounding your lack of shmir. But even without that, just having a loose animal is already enough of a reason to be chayev. So why mention Shemosu in the Chayev Shayev Bekot? Gunterish, Lokish, that's we're talking about a show that's tied. I understand why you're saying that you gave it over to Chayr Shayr to Begotten. Why? Because that's the reason why you're dying, because they're going to untie it. But contrary, you're talking about a loose show. What does it make enough commitment to me when I gave it to Chayr Shayr to Begotten or I didn't give it to Chayr Shayr to Begotten? Right? So why are we mentioning it? Am I knockout? Shem Mosre in Chayr Shayr to Begotten. V'abaloi Mosre in Amichayim, even without giving over your Chayim. Answers Tosfos. The knockout monster in the Abuse. It's come to me a bigger chiddush. Afal Pisha also shmiriktas. A chayish can do a type of a shmira. Chayish does do some type of shmira. Even though he did that minimal amount of shmir, he's still going to be chayev. Still going to be chayev. Right? And I gave over, if I leave my shor loose without any watching, of course I'm chayev. But even if I give it over the chayev shayev bekotem, I'm still chayev. Why? Because the minimal shmir that chayev shayev bekotem can do is not enough for shor. It's enough for shayevis. Because he's not going to take it elsewhere. It's not that question. I can expect this the Chesh and Yugotin not to cause more bayot. I can expect them to do. But a bayah that's already there, they can't help. Okay. Anyone want that the last line of Jesus? Or Baha'i Svara Palik Irish Lopish.
So Shlomo Fish holds that giving it to Chersha to help him, he doesn't do Shmira.
Not only does he not do Shmira, he's the cause of grief. Ishtaki holds, if you give over an animal to a Chersha that's tied up, what's going to happen?
He'll untie it, and then
it's giving over to a Chersha that's causing me to appeal. Had I not given over to a Chersha I wouldn't be chayav. It's giving over to a Chersha not only can they not look after it, they also cause bias. And Rabbi Yochanan says that giving over to Chesed Begotten, they can keep the months of good. If you give them a flame, they won't cause any problems. It's if you give over something that is already a problem, they can't help you out. But if you give it over something that is not a problem, they won't cause problems.
There is some level of issue.
They're what? That they won't cause a problem. Right? So they won't take it somewhere else. If I leave it lying around, it could be something might come and move it and burn and the haystack. I tell the Chesed come to look after it, they'll look after it and make sure it stays. So we have a machlekes, interesting machlekes, the Birchan Shlokish. Oh, very good. They ask it, the cash. So interesting machlekes, the Birchan Shlokish. Just the Yossi's asking. It's machlekes Mitzis. Kuntre Shlokish. Kids, Chesed Rikotten, they, if you leave them alone with something, they can cause a problem. Not only will they not look after it, they'll detract from its shmir. If you tell them to look after it, they will look after it, and they won't cause more violence. I ask, I've been asked, funny machlikas, they normally have such a machlikas in tzis, that's what they the country takes, so that's machlikas, Rikotten, and fish.
Also, it's a bit more like a kid, it's a difference between 4-year-old and 12-year-old in terms of responsibility of staying on the
ones. Okay, so we have to be talking about being gave over to a cotton that if you tell him to keep it here, he will keep it. Right, that's what we're talking about. So we've done the Mahalak Tesis, Russian Mahalak, completely different Mahalak. So we've had a section of Gemara, it's now we're not a new Gemara, a section of Gemara that both parts, I mean, both in Ishlokish and in Ishlokish. Both Rashi and Tesis learned completely different Mahakim in both sections. Okay? I wish you all had Sokh and Chazal. Please do Chazal what we learned. It's a ton what we learned. But we got through it too much. Yes, on Thursday at 9:30, we shall do Chaymel, we show you the boy. And now, Beth, in this Gemara, which I'm not going to learn, should have really been learned on that. The Gemara Shalom said it, each skuma, each one's got its skuma. One said this long taste of hell and base, it was kashut. Have a great day, everyone.